Welcome to today's deep dive. We're diving into the world of AI and music.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
You sent us some really interesting articles on Cyanide.
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, yeah. They use AI to change how we find music. And they're working on getting rid of gender bias in their algorithms, which is what we'll be looking at today.
Absolutely. It's a super important topic these days with AI being used everywhere, like in all these creative fields.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at what Cyanide found in their research about how to make algorithms fair.
Right.
Especially when it comes to recommending music and making sure women are represented fairly.
Yeah. And I was reading that they actually came up with a new version of their algorithm, Cyanide 2.0. But before we get into that, can you just set the stage a bit?
Of course. So how did we used to find new music? We'd type an artist or song into a search bar.
Sure.
But now with so much music online, it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Music pros need a better way to search through all that music.
Mm.
And that's where AI comes in.
Right. So that's where Cyanide similarity search comes in.
Exactly.
So you give the system a track that you like.
Yep.
And then it finds similar music.
Yeah. It's like having a super powered music librarian who just knows what you'd like.
Right.
But like with any algorithm, there's always the risk of bias, especially gender bias. And that's a big challenge that Cyanide's trying to fix.
Right. Because if... let's say most of the music that the algorithm has been trained on features male vocalists.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it then recommend similar music?
Exactly. Creates an echo chamber almost and just reinforces the biases that are already out there. Cyanide actually found that their first model, even though it was pretty good, still underrepresented female vocalists.
Oh, wow.
By 15% in some genres.
15%.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And it shows how important this work is.
It really does. So how does Cyanide 2.0 fix this?
So their first version, Cyanide 1.0, was a good start, but they've been working hard to make it more accurate and fair.
Right, which led to Cyanide 2.0.
Okay.
What's really cool is that they use something called propensity score estimation to reduce gender bias in their recommendations.
Propensity score estimation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
That sounds a little complicated.
Yeah.
Can you explain it in a simpler way?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Imagine you've got a blues track with a piano.
Okay.
A simple model might just look at that and, based on its data, predict that it's more likely to have a male vocalist.
Because of the traditional association of certain instruments and genres with men.
Exactly. And that's where things can get a bit biased.
Okay.
It's like those online shopping algorithms, you know, if you buy a lot of sci-fi, they might think you're male and recommend you books by male authors.
Right.
Even though there are loads of amazing female sci-fi authors.
Yeah, tons.
Yeah, and that's the kind of mistake Cyanide is trying to avoid.
Right.
They found that even their basic model, which only looked at genre and instruments, couldn't always accurately predict if a track would have a female vocalist.
Interesting. So Cyanide 2.0 comes in and changes things up, right?
That's right. It's all about going deeper.
Okay, how so?
Let's say you're really into blues music.
Yep.
You've been listening to a lot of male artists and you want something new.
I've totally been there.
Right. So you take one of your favorite blues tracks and you feed it into Cyanide 2.0.
Okay.
Now remember, this algorithm looks at more than just genre and instruments.
Right.
It analyzes the tone, the rhythm, the whole feel of the music.
Okay.
So even if your track has a male vocalist, Cyanide 2.0 might recommend some awesome female blues artists you've never heard of.
Because it's picking up on things that go beyond those old stereotypes.
Exactly. It's breaking down barriers and opening things up.
I like that. And this could be huge for the whole music industry, not just individual listeners.
Absolutely. Like, think about playlists.
Oh, right.
Streaming services create playlists to help us discover new music.
Right.
But those algorithms can also have biases.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cyanide 2.0 lets you create playlists that are tailored to you, but also more diverse.
So it's making those algorithms more inclusive.
Exactly. And it goes beyond playlists, too. Imagine A&R reps using this.
The people who discover new artists.
Yeah. They could use Cyanide 2.0 to find amazing musicians who might have been overlooked.
Wow, that's a game changer. It's like giving everyone a fair shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've been focusing on gender, but this technology has even broader implications.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. What else can it do?
Well, imagine discovering music based purely on what you like.
Instead of basic categories.
Exactly. That's what they're working on.
That would be incredible. How do they do that?
They're focusing on something called calibration.
Calibration.
Yeah. Basically, it means making sure the algorithm's confidence matches reality.
Okay.
Let's say Cyanide 2.0 says there's a 70% chance a track has a female vocalist.
Okay.
Calibration ensures that 70% of the time it's actually correct.
So it's about making it more reliable.
Exactly. They found that both versions of Cyanide are pretty good at this, but there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important because if it's always getting it wrong, it could actually reinforce the biases.
Right. It's all connected.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. So are there any limitations to the kinds of music it can analyze?
That's a great question. And it highlights a key point. AI is only as good as the data it learns from.
So if it hasn't encountered much music from a certain genre or place,
yeah,
it might not be as good at analyzing it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Cyanide is always trying to get more and different kinds of music into its system.
So the more music it knows, the better it'll be at connecting us with music we like.
Exactly. No matter who made it or where it came from.
That's really cool. So they're working on making the music world more inclusive.
Yeah, and they're not just talking about it. They're actually doing it.
I like that. So they're in it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not a quick fix. It's about changing the whole system.
Exactly. It takes time and effort.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just on them either.
Right. It's bigger than just one company.
It's a team effort.
Right.
So what can we as listeners do to be a part of this change?
Well, for starters, you can spread the word.
Okay.
Talk to your friends and family about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Share articles about AI and music and fairness.
Just get people thinking about it.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the better.
Right. And we can also speak up as consumers. Right?
Absolutely. If you're worried about bias in music recommendations,
yeah,
contact those companies. Tell them it matters to you.
So the more people who demand change,
yeah,
the more likely it is to happen.
Exactly. And you can also support organizations that are working to make music and technology more inclusive.
Right. There are groups out there doing really important work.
Absolutely.
So we can all play a part in making the music world more inclusive.
For sure, both individually and as a whole.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's given me a lot to think about. I'm sure our listeners are feeling the same way.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you hope people take away from this?
I think the key takeaway is that technology is a tool.
Okay.
It reflects our own biases and values.
Right.
But if we use it with awareness and try to be fair,
yeah,
we can create a better experience for everyone.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks so much for this awesome deep dive.
You're welcome.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.